Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us, and we get ready to head to our show hotline for the first time today. Coming off our Utah travels and live remote out there last week, we're going to incorporate some of that into an extended Chief Travel Leader conversation as we reconnect with David Neelman. But first, this portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
We partnered with Regent because they deliver the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions, always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost. Plus, they offer free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service. That's a huge perk. Free unlimited beverages of all types and a lot more.
You know, this is top-notch, ultra-luxury cruising, folks. Next week, we're going to be talking about our 2027 travel plans for you. There's already something up on our website, actually, for you to go check out. But if you want to come travel with us aboard their new Seven Seas Grandeur this October for the big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med, the ship is nearly sold out, but they are offering an extra special deal to get it completely sold out. Go get your deposit made today, and then come join us as we travel for 12 days from Malta to Sicily, Lower Italy. We're going to Dubrovnik, Kotor, Catacombs, Santorini, and Athens in Greece, plus Istanbul and Ephesus. The dates are October 20th through November 1st this year, which means we'll all celebrate Halloween this year in Greece, and we'll also broadcast our October 31st. Show from there as well. Find more information at rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the 2026 Show Fan Cruise atop the homepage.
Today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation features David Neelman. He's currently the founder and CEO of Breeze Airways. He's also the founder of JetBlue Airways with a long career in aviation.
David, nice to reconnect with you on this April 18th broadcast. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. It's always great to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much for that. So, you know, there's a lot that we want to discuss with you with regards to Breeze Airways, but since Mary and I are just back from spending a week in Utah, that's where I'm going to start off today. Last week at this time, we were broadcasting live from the Beehive State. We had such a terrific response from our show fans across the country to the big Let's Go America Tour Park City. Despite the lack of snow in early spring that's happening out there, we had a good time and experienced so many different sides of the area. I know you were born in Brazil to American parents, but you moved to Utah as a young boy, and you still have a home and family there, and we're reaching you there today. And you've headquartered Breeze Airways in Salt Lake City. So what are some of the things that you really love about Utah and you enjoy sharing with others?
Oh, man, there's so many things about Utah that are just fantastic. You know, you can start with the weather. I love the four seasons. We live, you know, my wife and I live up in Deer Valley, just next to Park City there, and we can ski in, ski out of our house. You know, people say in that area, you come for the winter, but stay for the summers. And summers are glorious. Falls are glorious. Spring is beautiful. So, yeah, the weather is great. It's just a great state to do business in as well. You know, if you look at as far as all the rankings of states, as far as business-friendly places that people are most desirable places of states to live, the healthiest state. Utah just ranks at the top of almost every single survey. And so, yeah, it is a wonderful place. I mean, the only challenge a little bit is that it's so desirable. We've had so many people that have come to Utah that real estate values are a little bit inflated.
Yeah,
and so that's a little bit of a challenge. But the trade-offs are well worth it.
Beautiful state. It was my first time to Utah, and I'm already planning to go back. It's just beautiful. I'd like to see the southern portion because we spent a lot of time in Park City and Provo. But so I want to go this direction.
One thing I just want to say about the thing that's so stunning about Utah, and it's hard. When you live here, you don't really even know it, but I'm sure I'd like to hear your reaction. When you get off that airplane, you know, our headquarters sit right at the foot of the Wasatch Range here, and being able to just see those mountains right so close to the city, you don't get that if you go to Denver. You don't get that anywhere. You really just get it in Salt Lake, and of course, then you have all these ski resorts that are so close to downtown Salt Lake.
So I've been
golf in the you can ski in the morning and golf in the afternoon.
You can, exactly.
I love Colorado. I love Idaho. I've flown into both of those states. But if you saw my photo reel on my phone for all of the photos, I had the window seat flying into Salt Lake City. You are 100% correct. There is nothing like flying into Salt Lake City. That air, it just and the city itself.
Not to mention that airport.
Everywhere
it's a phenomenal
you look,
airport.
The airport. That's great. Yeah. So we could spend the whole 10 minutes talking to Utah with you.
Well, we got to talk Breeze anyway.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Breeze. So although we knew you back when you were chairman and CEO of JetBlue, I do recall when you joined us back in, I believe it was 2021, and you were talking to us about starting Breeze Airways and what your vision was to build a premium, affordable, nonstop air service that served a number of secondary markets in our country. And of course, you are a nice airline as well. But today Breeze is flying to other markets. You're actually flying to Newark here in the New York City area. That was my home airport that I grew up with in New Jersey. LA, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Dulles, Tampa, Orlando, New Orleans. These are not secondary markets. I'm really curious if your ambitions are evolving for Breeze Airways.
No, you know, it's actually more than a secondary or primary market. So Allegiant flies to Sanford in Orlando. We serve MCO. They go to St. Pete. We go to TPA, Tampa International. So it's really what's more important to us. Is not if it's a secondary or primary airport. It's just who flies on that route and is there any nonstop service. So we really focus on routes that we have no nonstop competition. So out of Raleigh, for example, we serve 40 different destinations, and I think the next closest airline serves 23. So it's really that, you could list off a bunch of cities like San Francisco and LAX and all that, but what are the nonstop routes that we serve from there, and does anybody compete with us? And about 85% of the time, the answer is no. And about 30 of our announced 89 cities, we have more nonstop destinations. It's 30 out of the 89 than any other airline.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that with you, David, because, all right, since you were first on with us, as Mary said, in 2021, and I know you've been, this is your fourth appearance on the show, this program actually has added about 140 more AM and FM stations across the country. We're now heard on 620 every state in the country. So our growth is, clear, and people can see and hear that. But the growth of Breeze Airways has been also extremely impressive. In fact, if we had a chart map in the front of us right now, we really only need one symbol on it. It's just an arrow pointing straight up. I believe you're now serving, as you just said, got 300 or so nonstop routes. I had 90 cities, but 89, that I guess I just rounded that getting ready for the show today. But, we've seen some interesting international growth from Breeze as well since you last joined us, including Jamaica and Costa Rica. Mary and I were there with the show back in January this year. So give folks an overview of operations today.
It's good. International is really, really great, and it's important. It's not a big part of our business. It will become bigger, because we don't really have a package division. Back to the original concept, are there nonstop flights to Punta Cana from Raleigh, for example? And I just got back from Punta Cana last weekend. My wife and I were celebrating a wedding anniversary. So great place, wonderful place. And if you can get there nonstop without making a connection, then it really works. People just say, I'm going to go there. And what's really good about the international is that when we pick a market, if there's 15 PDUs in the market, 10 to 15, we can make it work. And that's why there's thousands of routes that are available to us. And so we do it like sometimes two times a week, sometimes four times a week. Some markets we have daily, and other markets we serve three times a day. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the market. But Saturdays and Wednesdays are kind of the day that we don't have as much demand. Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays, Mondays are better. We kind of do put the fleet down and do maintenance on Tuesdays. So we usually do these international flights on Saturdays and Wednesdays, because if you're going to Punta Cana for a week in an all-inclusive resort, going Saturday to Saturday is the best day to go. So it really supplements what we do domestically, and it helps us fly on those what would be normally an off-peak day. Like on a Saturday, it makes it really a peak day.
And I know we've talked in the past, you've invested heavily in the Airbus A220s. I mean, how many are in the fleet at this point?
How many aircraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of phasing out our Embraer jets that will be phased out by September, and adding the 220. So by the end of this year, we have about 50 220s now, and by the end of the year, that number will be about 65.
That's a big number. All right. Well, so, David, listen, we're going to come up on a hard break in just a couple minutes, and Bobby's going to take over from the Network Center down there in Dallas. And since we still have some other things that we want to discuss with you, we're going to ask you to stay right with us. We're going to go into the C block with you next. That'll be about 6 minutes more. So can you stay with us for the next segment?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Mary, you're looking at the clock right now. We do need
just
to go to break.
Just a few seconds left.
All right, so folks, as we get ready for this bottom of the hour break, our Chief Travel Leader conversation continues. RJ is going to join the show in about 10 minutes for today's Open Road. I think he's going to talk about rental cars and airports. The Destination Spotlight is 20 minutes away. Today's a preferred travel panel day on the program. That's going to kick off hour two. And Mary and I will also answer many of the emails, or at least as many as we can, that we've received about Utah in the J Block. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
We do indeed welcome all of you back, everyone, as today's Chief Travel Leader conversation continues for the C Block. Breeze Airways founder and CEO David Neeleman is here with us on the show hotline.
He is indeed, David. Thanks for staying with us. So prior to the show today, I was doing a little show prep, and I saw a social media post that your team put out, and it caught my eye. It said, the question was, is Breeze Airways good? And the answer was, we'll let the awards do the talking. And it listed Breeze, recognized as best major airline in North America for 2026 by APEX. APEX is the Airline Passenger Experience Association. Best cabin service for 2025 by APEX. Travel and Leisure has ranked you a top four best domestic airline four consecutive years. For an airline that's just 5 years old this year, it says a lot that you're winning these kind of awards. That must be benefiting your team in terms of morale and customer loyalty.
It sure is, Mary. We and our NPS scores, our internal surveying of our guests show that as well, that we have the highest NPS scores I've ever seen. And you know, obviously we've got a big push on to be on the number one on-time airline, and we were in the fourth quarter. So it's important to people. But really what the most important thing is just completing the flight. Last year for a stretch until we were forced to cancel flights because of the shutdown, we had about 50,000 flights without a single cancellation from March 30th until November. So, you know, people really appreciate if they plan, you want to get there. And sometimes we get you there late, but we get you there.
Well, amen to that.
That's what people really care about.
Especially with some of the flights.
You're right. I always say it's just get me to point A to point
exactly.
B.
Exactly. You do it all the time. All right. So we'll go this direction. You know, your aviation career dates back, if folks don't know, to Morris Air in 1984. David, you know the aviation business in this sector, you know, as well as anybody out there. This week, the U.S. DOT greenlighted Allegiant's acquisition of rivals Sun Country Airlines. I guess that could have some impact on Breeze Airways. But really where I want to go with this is I'm curious to know your thoughts about a bigger airline merger being discussed. We know Scott Kirby, apparently he reached out to President Trump to take his temperature on United Airlines, possibly acquiring American Airlines. I've been expecting United, frankly, to go after your former airline of JetBlue, although I think a tie-up with Alaskan Airlines could be interesting for them. But specific to my question, any thoughts on the United Airlines, American Airlines merger? And do you think a deal that large could get approved by Washington?
You know, it would seem to be a pretty high hurdle. You know, I guess I wouldn't count Scott Kirby out on anything because he is a brilliant person. And unless he thought he had a pathway to doing it, I can't imagine that he would even take it this far. So he may know a lot of things that, you know, maybe all of us don't know. But, you know, it's not just the U.S. approval. You're also going to have European approval. And I would think that if it was just U.S., maybe there's a chance. But when you have to get other approvals, it may make it more difficult. But time will only tell.
Yeah,
I guess so. I'm going back to Breeze Airways. let's talk about the loyalty program. You've made some significant enhancements this year. Can you just touch on a few of the highlights for our listeners tuned in?
Yeah, I mean, we have we launched a new program, and obviously it's just like the other airlines, it's heavily tied into our Breezy Rewards card, and we have different levels, and you know, I don't need to go through all the levels, and the top level is Breezy Club. We have people making their way there. And you would say, well, why in the heck does someone need another wallet, another card in their wallet? We all have so many. But because we have so many routes where we have no nonstop competition, what we found is that people really gravitate towards our rewards program more. Because if you have a second home in that area, say we have routes where 30% of the people on our flights have second homes in the area where we fly. So, and so they depend on us more than if it was just, say, a Spirit or a Frontier where they're overlapped and have competition on virtually every single route they fly. So it makes our frequent flyer program, if there's a route, like I know people who live in Pittsburgh and have a home in Charleston, and their daughter's going to college there, and they just like, I can't tell you how that your routes changed our life. And I say, get a credit card. I was in Punta Cana in the sauna talking to a couple, and they own a home in Portland, Maine, and they live in Charleston.
Yeah.
And they said, if you get rid of that route, we will die. And I said, well, go get a credit card.
Well, listen,
So, you know, it's specific to each individual.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what makes our frequent flyer program and our cards so important to those people that own a second home.
Yeah.
And
well, right now, and again, it is. I just want to let people know the Breeze Airways card is a Visa card, and right now we actually have it up here in the studio. There's like 50,000 Breeze points you can get when you sign up. But, Mary, it makes me think about, you know, the conversation we had with Hilton CEO Chris Nassetta. We were there in his office, and he said, you know, he's got a home down in Charleston. Charleston must be the place. You and I have to get out of the New York City area.
Clearly
that's where we need to go.
Back to Charleston.
Breeze will take us right out of White Plains. We like that. Well, listen, you know what? There's so many other things we could get into, new routes, other opportunities, and so forth for Breeze. But unfortunately, I do say, David, this is the fastest 2 hours in travel. It seems to be week after week and just get faster. So we want to thank you very much. We look forward to doing this again. You're always welcome on the program. Congratulations on the successes that you're having there at Breeze Airways. And we appreciate the extended time today. So enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there goes David Neilman. Always enjoy the conversation. Never have enough time, even in the extended situation.
Amazing what he has built with Breeze Airways.
Looking at the website, folks, here in our studio, here are some of the markets this show has heard that they serve. Birmingham, Burlington, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Brownsville, Texas.
We've got Denver, Greenville, South Carolina, Key West, Madison, Wisconsin.
Columbus, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Providence, Rhode Island.
Norfolk, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, San Antonio.
Salisbury, Ocean City, Maryland, New Haven, Connecticut. Fayetteville, Arkansas.
San Francisco, Tri-Cities, Washington, D.C., Wilmington, and we can just go on.
Huntsville, Alabama, Lincoln, Nebraska, Memphis, Tennessee, and Pensacola, Florida. I think you get the point. All right, we're going to take this show into a sponsor's break. In 10 minutes, Robert and I showcase Missouri for today's Destination Spotlight. But up next, RJ drives in for the open road. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.